right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Boy, we should probably get some diversity with the intro, huh? Should every show sound the same? Well, let's see. Having fun. So much fun with you all. Thank you so much. Such a privilege to get to connect with you. I'll just take calls this entire hour. Please call in. And it just does so much for all of us to collaborate and interact and, you know, study ourselves and our experiences and play with new ideas and projects. If you want to do projects too, that's what this is for. Please call in for anything and everything. My love to you. I'll take the first caller. And it looks like we're going to have a few today. June from MI. Is our electricity dirty and bad no matter how it's generated? Oops, I better get my mic closer. Sorry. June from MI. Is our electricity dirty and bad no matter how it's generated? Go ahead, June. What do you have?
Well, that's my question. I'm tinkering with something with magnets and copper wiring. And, you know, we speak a lot about EMFs, and that's bad. And, mm-hmm. you know, I just wanted to know, like, you know, the stuff we really want independent, right? And that's, like, with homesteading and everything. So yes. I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts on that?
Very good. Oh, yeah. I don't have any thoughts, my love to you.
I know, I know.
That was a joke.
Was a joke. I know.
I always take pot shots whenever I can because this is, of course, entertaining for me, too. Okay, right. So when you had the war against DC current to AC current is your clue to validating the knowledge you already know. So you want, so now that you're stuck with AC current, you got to get harmonic filters if we're talking residentially. So you're a tiny little, so think of your house as a tiny little light bulb constantly being surged. So you have no surge suppression whatsoever. All the electricians in the world are stomping their feet right now at my statement because they're under the opinion that there's surge suppression prior to the power coming into your home. There's not mm-hmm. because you're still okay. doing alternating current. So you have to get harmonic okay. filters on your house. Use Dave Stetzer's white papers if you want to validate my Dave Stetzer's. Dave Stetzer. He was a master electrician for mm-hmm. Bonneville and California Edison. He lives really close to you, and he makes harmonic filters, and they're not okay. very expensive, and they really help. But if you can't get off AC, he'll argue with me all day long, and he's a genius with electricity power. So he would install power plants for the electrical transformers. He could tell you all about transformers and capacitation and so forth. But look at his white papers. Read his background. All AC for me is dirty power.
How do you spell the last name? S-T-E-Z-E-R?
Yeah, you should be able to query it right now. S-T-E-Z-E-R. Stetzer, he's the one and only. Hopefully he hasn't retired yet before I bludgeon his name. But there's many others. As long as you get a harmonic filter on your power control system, I like putting them before they get in the house. And then the what I've seen is if you put them before the house, you think you're safe. And then, of course, the Wi-Fi and computer start sending more dirty power. So it really depends on how much how many applications you have in your house.
So, okay, so, you know, we rely on Edison or whatever for our power, but is there a way to do independent? Like I said, I was tinkering with magnets and copper wiring, trying to attach it to a plug, you know.
I saw a right, so, yeah, so, unfortunately, the gang against you having free power, so to speak, what they've hidden from you is the etheric energy that comes from your planet. So if I'll challenge you to check my words, if I can get you to put a conductor many different conductors. Could be granite, mm-hmm. could be a diamond, could be a crystal, could be copper. If I can get you to put okay. that in the ground and get mm-hmm. it to grow in its demand for distributing energy, mm-hmm. That would be how I would suggest we all start okay. working with power. So that's why the Keshe technology is very valuable and plasma energy is very valuable, but you have to actually use it, know you're using it, trust that you're using the etherics from your planet. It's tricky concepts, but plasma energy definitely works here. Yet your biosphere has got so many distractions, it can be compromised. So cell phones and otherwise that are using other powers next to plasma energy really undermines its distribution.
So when you're talking about these homesteading things, are we just going to be connected with the regular power, or somehow are we going to get away from that?
Well, that's an interesting question. That's where we're going. I'd like to get mm-hmm. you guys free energy when you get your property. Mm-hmm. So I'm sneaking up on that one. Some of the things I'm doing are top secret. Did you know that?
I see. I figured that. Okay.
It's not that they're top secret. It's there's just a lot of people who want to keep the old system going. And so I want to do it organically where we all appreciate it from our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate your input very much.
Thank you so much. I hope that helps.
Love you so much. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Love you. Love you. So does the mermaid. All right. Let's see. Where are we going to go next? Where are we going to go? I don't know. We're going to go somewhere, though, aren't we? Robin from MI. I so want to say Michigan, but it's like a machine gun when I say Michigan. Okay, whatever. Questions on stamp on back of patent from BLM. Please, Robin, what do you got? You're back again.
Okay. Well, yes, I had a very exciting morning. Before I got home from my Matrix job, I said, boy, wouldn't it be great to have my packet from the BLM when I get home and open the mailbox? And guess what was there, Q?
God enlighten me. I bet your husband wasn't there.
No, I don't have a husband. But my packet was here. So my question to you is on the back of it. It says, I hereby certify this reproduction is a true copy of the official record on file in this office. So there is a stamp on it. So when they say reproduction, that's what we're supposed to have, right?
Yep. And it should have a signature. In most BLM offices, the officers required, please tell me it has a signature.
Yep, it has a signature. So these are the ones.
You're good to go. And on the front, there's the golden seal. Is that correct?
I don't have a golden seal, but there is like a little black dot on top of the, it's like a Braille stamp.
Okay. It's imprinted. It's like embedded into it, right?
Yes.
Like a press. It's a press, correct?
Gold. Yeah.
You're good to go. Order 500 of them, whatever you want to do, but that is your Bible. Now, when you process your patent, never give it to your county. Only state that you have.
Okay.
So you never want the county, or let's say you're in foreclosure. You don't want the banksters, that attorney, to ever have a copy of that. Now, they may be able to get a copy of it, but the golden rule is make them do the work, because that is your holy grail there of I'm the successor for this land patent, and there's no in between now. So I may have gotten a loan from you. I'm not going to pretend to understand your situation, but it is really powerful tool you have right there. Super powerful.
I know. I'm really excited. And I have one more question, because I was on the timeline show and I tried to get in. In regard to the timelines, now I do my timeline crashes throughout the day, and I usually do them before I leave the house, before I go to work. And I'm just curious. When I get to work, there's hardly any people where I go. They're like, there's nobody out. Am I, when I do the time crime crashes, am I in a different world where there's no people or a time or whatever?
Perfect question. I've been waiting for this question a very long time. So when we look at, let's just take an ocean and a boat going out in the ocean, and the wake of the boat spreads to the side of the boat, but the boat never stops. So that wake is what you just explained. That's way, way past you. You're so far ahead of the wake. Those people are just jumping on your wake. And
I love
when we, and so because you're so powerful and so adamant that you're going to do this thing during your day, in the creative force of dimensional reality and what work. So we've been duped in what time is. So when you go to create, everyone else is in your wake. I hate to say it, because you're so strong. So you're just faster. It's okay. Your tricycle is faster than the other kids.
Understatement. And then I also have one real quick question on the flat bottom clouds that you were just talking about. There was a ton of them here last week, like in just one area. And I always know when they're here, and I know that they're ships. And is this region a little more populated when it comes to that kind of activity?
No, it's you. So I know it's uncomfortable to say, why would somebody want, Rhonda from Tecumseh, whatever. They're actually focusing on where there's more light beings working with the light. And the PRQ team, we deal with it every day and we talk about it. And they don't have a lot of solutions at the end of the ascension cycle. So it wasn't always like this. But you're at the end of the ascension cycle and they can't get out of here. So they're gonna find where there's more light beings. And so it's not necessarily you as an individual. It's that you're making more light being around you. And so that's going to look like a big bonfire of opportunity. They don't have any more choices. They're just trying to find more powerhouses. So look at a light bright set, maybe one way to look at it. And there's only three lights on there. And of the three lights, yours is white and the others are blue. That's pretty much what they see.
Okay.
Never stop. And go ahead and destroy all of them.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having Lucia on. I love her. I love her harmonics. She's like a kid. And whenever you hear her, you just want to play.
She's our girl. She's here for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah. So it's tricky to explain. Ron did a pretty good job, for decades, all flat bottom clouds. I've seen some exceptions. For the most part are alien ships. And what they do is they cloak with they can make a vapor. They make a vapor compression cycle, so it looks like a cloud. They can do streams. For the most part, most of the chemtrails you're seeing now are to see the vessels coming and going, trying to get out. Making a tracer trail. That's why you have the lithium. Some of them got bromide. Anything where I can get a radar trace on them and bounce it back. The agenda of saying that chemtrails are bad is true, but chemtrails are probably not as bad as the aliens. So we pick your war there. Anyway, the flat bottom clouds, the reason they're flat is make a siphon of energy, as disturbing as it is, make it a cylinder coming straight down into the planet, doing its best to abduct you. And it sucks. I'm sorry to be the one to say. But so they'll use the cloud to cloak, and then when we can find them, without them moving, then we're instantly able to destroy them. We destroy them with light. So I know that's a lot of information real quick, but that's the Cliff Notes version. Let's move on to another call. We already did Robin, Lauren, communicating with her own soul. Lauren from VI on line three, I believe, communicating with own spirit. Lauren, are you there from VI? What is VI, Victoria?
Hi, Q. It's Lauren from Virginia.
Oh, man. Why is there no R? VI, okay. Fine. Virginia. Virginia, Virginia.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Q.
Can you hear me okay?
Board. I can hear you great. It's the greatest board game ever. Lauren on IQ. How can I help you?
I get so nervous when I call in, Q. So forgive me if I stumble with my words.
Can you tell me why? So one of the PRQ group members, they said, I'm kind of scared of you. And I said, why? I love you. So why are you nervous?
I don't know. I guess I know a lot of people are listening. So maybe if I just pretend it's like just me and you on, I won't be so nervous.
It's just you and me talking, babe. Just me and 10 million others. No big deal. No big deal.
Please give my love to the mermaid. I love her. Love you guys
she
so
is,
much.
Yeah, so, she is so in love with you.
Oh, it touches me so much. So, Q, I don't know if you remember, but I called in April, and I told you my tale of woe about my job. And you said, Lauren, why don't you just call out sick the next week? Oh, Q, I did. I am Miss Prim and Proper, follow the rules, cross the T's, dot the I's, and I don't call out of work. Well, I did it. And guess what? I quit my job. And I was painting.
What a loser. What a loser. You're such a loser. Okay, so I'm the reason that you got fired, is that right?
Well, I resigned, but you gave me the horsepower. You gave me the courage. It was a big it was a big step for me, Q. It was scary, but I was like, we're doing this. We're going to do
it. Now teach everybody what has happened since that happened.
I'm a different person, Q. I'm a different person. I've had time to explore myself to what I like and what I don't like. I've had time to just sit and be. It's a process. It's an unraveling, if you will. That's a term from one of my dear friends, her husband. It's an unraveling process. And I sit in the chair in the morning and have coffee and look at the birds. And I'm learning how to just be. And it's everyone should do it. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And it really helps you to, you're going through the feelings of, you know, certain feelings pop up and you're learning how to allow them to be. I've been working with Lucia. She's amazing. She's taught me how to connect to myself and just be centered just in my spirit. And she's just wonderful. And so I've been doing so much, Q. I do my commands. I'm spending more time out in nature. I'm really taking this time to explore myself and who I am. And I'm not saying every day is roses. I mean, some days are great and some days are not so hot. But I get back up on the horse, Q, and I dust myself off and, you know, being the warrior. This is the warrior. I'm not giving up on myself. So my question is, I've observed how there's certain people in my life who they know exactly what they want to do. And I'm just so inspired and in awe of these amazing individuals. And, you know, they have no doubt. And so there's things that I am learning about myself. And I'm like, okay, is that from ego or is that truly from my heart? And having to examine that and really just, you know, own it. I got to own it, right? Like I'm doing the work. So there's certain things in my life that I'm still having questions about. And I'm sorry to be so long-winded here, but, you know, one of them, for example, is where do I want to live? And, you know, there's one place, Charleston, South Carolina, that just has a piece of me there. My heart's there. But now I'm exploring. I can really dream, Q. I can really, anything's possible. And so I'm just opening up more and more of myself. And but I'm confused because there's so many things I want to do. I don't know where to start. And I know that no one's going to tell me what to do because this is, you know, my journey. But I'm, how do I communicate with my spirit? There's people that write down and then they get answers. And then there's people that they just have this deep inner knowing. And I want to get to that place. But I don't know how. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I will leave it there.
Great question. No, that's great. Okay, so do you mind if I start?
Please.
So who is you?
Well, who am I? I'm learning who I am.
Okay, hold on. Now, hold on. Aren't you just right now?
Yes.
Okay, so the expression of you in the next words is all you have to concern yourself, wouldn't you say?
Yes, but I tend to look forwards a lot versus just...
Yeah, because you're a powerhouse. But the next words, so the next words that come out of my mouth that you listen to, you can choose not to answer. You can choose to answer, or you can stay. You can do it many different ways. So now, what is telling you to answer my next question? Is my question?
Because I'm thirsty for the knowledge. Because I want to do everything I can to try to help myself and figure this out.
That's right. Beautifully done. That's exactly what's going on here. So why do I make decisions? By the way, why am I sitting in a cubbyhole on a computer all day long with a crappy boss, et cetera, et cetera? Why am I doing this? I don't understand. God, the pay is good. I got everything I need. Kids are happy. Everyone's happy, whatever. And then this is 20 years later, you go, this is not my happy life. Now, you see how many people settle for less? Isn't it interesting how many people you interact with who settle for less?
Yes, and it's sad. It's sad because I used to be one of them. I've mm-hmm. settled in so many areas in my life, and now I'm like, I'm done with that. We're doing this. But, you know, I'm working on learning how to trust myself and be courageous, and it's hard for me, Q. It can be challenging for me.
It's actually not very hard for you. You're an expert, so that's what I'll leave you with for sure. You're an expert at trusting yourself, and when people come in your life, mom, sisters, brothers, whatever, and say, "How come you didn't call me back?" It's really okay. You just delete it. Delete. So that's a lot of the technology I've seen hinders us because we don't have doubt in ourselves. It's outside of ourselves. Friends and family just love giving us doubt, don't they?
They do.
So,
you know, can I tell you this really quick, Hugh?
Yeah, do it. This helps everybody.
So my dad was like, and I have great parents, Q. They're beautiful light. They're wonderful. But there's expectation and obligation. They're very traditional. And so my dad was like, well, you should call your sister or you should call your mother. And I was like, well, why? I mean, would you rather me call her because I want to or because of obligation? And my dad was like, well, that wasn't very nice. I said, well, it was the truth.
Yeah. So let's use your example in life. So you went from, okay, who's the crazy Q dude to, you know, whether you went from the Q post or the radio shows, or you know, Don's work, all of our work, you can see is now coalescing. But so as we do, if we look at forthepeople.space, forthespirit.space, you know, all of the disclosure information that's come through everyone, you have to actually hold yourself accountable now. What was the defining factor that helped you make the big transition, so to speak? What do you think that was?
2 days in, I said, I can't go back. I just knew it. I didn't doubt it. I just knew it. I felt it in my body. And I
so you
said,
think
I don't
you
care
got sick? You think
woods,
okay? So
I'm not
hold me there.
Back.
Hold me there. Let me hold you right there. So you got sick of, so in this case, we're talking about employment, or at least the way you were living your life with employment. You basically got sick from your heart or from your mind. Which one was it?
Maybe a little bit of both. I started having physical symptoms. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
It was like a slow death on the inside.
Right. And you were destined to be very successful based on that model of business too, were you?
I could have been, but it wasn't my passion.
Yeah, you didn't go the next level because it's like you can see the end of the road. It's kind of like a lot of athletes that become professional athletes, like, what, I'm going to win another game so the monkey can get another lollipop? I mean, I've talked to a lot of professional
right.
athletes. They go, well, so I'm going to win another game so everyone can surround me and buy tickets where they go in debt so I can get another lollipop. Most of the professional athletes, they reach a high level, they go, oh, man, I'm a slave, but I won the game. But I won the game. Is pretty much how professional business is done in many cases. Is that fair to say? It's a survival. Uh-oh. You got your paycheck, right? We didn't like what you're doing. So that's what I'm trying to get at is I had a great job, made lots of money, but what was the point of the exercise if I wasn't doing what I love to do?
Yes.
Sorry to make light of you, but you have got to know that this is your real passion. To get on stage with me and tell these people this, do you know how many people you just helped?
If I can, I know, you know what, Q? I allow myself to be vulnerable and to open myself up. I don't have all the answers. I'm learning on this journey. I'm so open to helping as many people as I can. And if I can use my life as an example, there's no shame, you know, because we're all on this journey together. It is my honor and pleasure. And it's my honor. It's an honor and a privilege to be on this journey with everyone on these calls and with you and the mermaid and Asha and the team.
Thank you so much. We need the help. We want the help. And I know you are a teacher and a healer, a lover, and a picker and a grinner.
I am, Q. I am. I love you guys so
much.
I'm trying to get
BBS to laugh today. So, yeah. Right on, right on. Never stop pulling on us. I can't wait to hear more. What are you going to do next?
Well, I don't know, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to, I don't know. I love listening to these calls. I'm going to go visit a friend in Texas in a few weeks. I love to travel. I love to meet people. I love to connect. I love to hear their stories. I love to go deep with people. If they want to go there, I like to go there with
okay.
them. Okay.
All right. You tell him to mind his manners. You tell him to mind his manners.
Oh, it's a she. It's a she. Hey, Q, I've been sitting here on the journey, like the twin flame. Like, what's up with that? I am, like, so ready, but you know what? it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah, Mermaid wants to talk about twin flames real soon here. We got to take care of those. So my love to you. I'm going to move on to another caller for great respect and appreciation for everybody on the line. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you. I love you. All right. Pretty good. So the reason I'm trying to get BBS to laugh today is because one of the producers is, you know, he's got a musical background. He follows a lot of it. So if you did listen to Steve Miller, which of course is a Tacoma boy. So excuse me, the song was, "You have the sweetest peaches you ever could see. Love your peaches. Won't you let me shake your tree? Lovey dovey all the time." Anyway, if you know Steve Miller, it's something like that. One of the only musicians I know of that didn't graduate from college who became an honorary professor at, I believe, USC. Love that story. Love that story. All right. Let's see if we can get to Anna from Southern California. Thank you so much for waiting so long. Career crossroads questions. Anna from Southern California, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi. I love Southern California calls because I used to be there a lot. What do you got, Anna?
Okay. So thank you. Thank you for taking my call today. First time calling on the radio, so a little bit nervous. Okay. It's just funny how synchronicities work. The lady that just called, after you hear the reason of my call today, it's just kind of in full alignment. So I thank her for her share. I was inspired to call you today because I'm in a very similar situation to what she was in. I'm in about I've been in my current career for about 17 years, working here in Orange County. Healthcare. And about 3 years ago, just as I found you, I just began feeling really unhappy and overwhelmed with the fact of just having to go to work 5 days a week, sometimes 12 days straight, just to make ends meet and, you know, have the job. I do quite well currently. I do actually very well. I'm kind of at the peak of my career, but I'm just not happy. I just begin feeling like I'm forcing myself to go to work every day. It's very difficult. I'm feeling completely trapped and stuck, if I'm honest, on a timeline that I've personally created because I have to work, but I no longer prefer this timeline. So looking to try to how to get off, how to recreate myself. So in my career, it's very specific, technical. I don't really have a lot of options. It's very specific. So my daughter moved to Kentucky and we love horses and that's my passion. So I decided to look for another job and that's where I am right now. I'm going to Kentucky this Friday to possibly accept another job doing the same exact thing, just in a different time and space. And that's what brings me to this call today because I'm worried jumping from one timeline to the same timeline is going to bring me the same result. So that's why I called in today. Is hopefully you could give me some hope and inspiration of maybe helping me kind of see brighter, the brighter side of things. So do I go, do I not go? So my question for you today, Q, is how do you suggest that I get off my current timeline and onto my preferred equine and humanitarian project timeline, rather than leaping and jumping onto a similar timeline, repeating myself just to survive and pay my rent, and not just band-aiding the root cause of my unhappiness, which is going to work every day just to survive and pay my rent?
Outstanding question. Outstanding question. That's exactly what the mermaid and I we want these all day long. The reason we want these all day long is so when we did the one-on-one calls with people for years, we realized we're not reaching enough people. We just needed brave people like yourself to expose themselves, because most of the people are going through exactly the same thing you are. And so now when we do a call with you, you're helping so many others. Thank you for being so brave. My love to you.
Thank you.
It helps so many people because there's so many situations that you think are unique to yours. They're very similar. I don't know how to put my pants on in the morning is the calls we want. We really like those. Okay. So when you make this decision of not doing the decision you used to do, is it okay for me to ask those kind of questions?
Anything.
Okay, so the reason you don't like what you're doing now is because why? Real quick, don't mind, just summarize.
I would rather be working on a ranch with horses.
You'd rather be have a different job description, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
So
doing what I'm passionate about.
Right. So one of the things I've noticed about people who make big changes like that, working on a ranch is truckloads of work. It is hard work, but you see it as rewarding and fun, correct?
Yeah.
So when you were working hard, and so your work, hard work in person, your last employment was what type of work?
I'm in healthcare and I work in like neurodiagnostic testing. That's what I currently do.
Okay. And so you love helping people, but you didn't love going to work. Could you tell us why that is?
Number one, it's in healthcare, and I know a little bit more now. And because I'm around sick people all the time, seeing all the medicines that they're on, and knowing about big pharma, and just all the things you've taught us and the things that I have learned along the way are just driving me bonkers, and I'm just pretending at this point to get a paycheck. I'm just pretending that I'm happy. That's what I'm doing. I'm pretending that I'm happy, asking myself, if I only had a little bit more time and a little bit more resources to explore my passions, what that feels like. However, I only have about 3 months of resources, and then it would run out, and then I wouldn't have money to pay my rent.
Cool.
So you're happy.
Now, when people are willing to go bankrupt to do what they love, wouldn't you feel that that is maybe a tool?
That's what I keep hearing. I can't really grasp that because
won't the money show up, resources show up, whatever words you like, if you just did what you loved, wouldn't it in fact multiply most likely?
I do play with that concept and that idea and in small ways, not in large ways, as in housing. I don't own, so I don't have a bankruptcy to go through. I would just have an eviction notice to go through, and so there's that.
Okay, so now the next step is the leap of faith you're going to go through now, right?
Yeah.
And do you have any doubt or fear?
Yeah, because, yes, I do.
Where is that? What is that? Where did that come from? It's not from you.
Moving to Kentucky, are you talking about, and taking the same job?
I don't care what the doubt or fear is. Where did it come from? Because you're going to do something that your heart says,
survival.
I have got to go pet horses all day and get paid $12 an hour. Is not fear, is it?
No.
So why don't you focus on that is my suggestion. Do you mind if I get on to another call?
Thank you, Hugh. I love you.
My love to you. Good day. All right. That's cute. That's so obvious. You guys are doing great. All right. Keep moving on. Thank you for the hospitality, BBS. Let me make sure I'm checking on time because I never am in time. I'm always late, in fact. All right, so we're going to move to, let's do, BBS, you don't have to be a cheerleader, you know? I'm going to make you guys laugh one way or another. We have line 6, can they use own paralegal for homesteading? Yes is the answer, but go ahead, let's take your call.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. Yes, this is
hi.
Q. Hi,
hi,
Q.
I am not.
I'm so glad I got.
I am not high.
It's
sounds
okay.
Like you are. Sounds like you are.
Yes, I'm very excited because I finally got a chance to talk to you. And I'm first of all, I want to see what a synchronicity or manifestation, because you just made an announcement about you are about to at the time healer's show, because that's one of the purpose for me to call you last week and this week. And I have so many friends I made in the past 2 years. They're some kind of a healer. And but at the meantime, some of them have the physical problem and are going back to see doctor and all this stuff. So I thought you mentioned that you wanted to heal the healer first so they can go out to heal more people. So I wanted to call you to let you know my observation. But now you got it. That's why I saw that. What a synchronicity. And,
yeah, it's really tricky, isn't it? Because there's so many modalities now that are deemed alternative, may or may not be. There's some confusion, isn't there?
That's okay. Okay, that's one thing I thought about to let you know. And my main goal to call you today is I'm part of the Caris group. I'm from Louisiana. We are forming a small group inside Louisiana to do home study. And we found our own paralegal. And she said she know you. You asked her to be your citizen journalist years ago. But she was sick, very sick at the time. She didn't do that with you. But this time when I asked her, because I know she's a retired paralegal. So she's very happy to help us.
Yep.
Should I ask?
Yep, very good question. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next caller, but let me answer real quick. Thank you, VBS. Okay, so using your own paralegal, I highly suggest you use your relationships. But you can assume that the PRQ team, if we're going to start opening offices with you all administrating them, we're not going to manage you. You're going to manage your own process. Mm-hmm. We're just going to give you the model. And what's been successful is our goal right now. And there's many variables to my statement. Are we going to be accountable for the way you homestead your property? Absolutely not. You are. You have to get really good at this. And then, so a compartment of that is, I want to use my own legal advice and my own paralegal, because we're merging two systems and we're defending ourselves from another system that we inherited. So, yes, thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you for your call. That's amazing. I'll move on to the next call to Kelly from Oregon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kelly from Oregon, synchronicities and collaborations. Kelly, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so sorry. I have so many calls. I want to get to a lot of people. And my voice is running out. I should do some self-healing. Kelly from Oregon, synchronicities and collaborations. Kelly.
I'm back as I look at Flatbottom Clouds over the river.
What is that band?
Which one?
What is that band? Kelly, you got my number. No, that's not it. Let's see.
No, that's Jenny.
Jenny, damn it. Got it wrong.
And is it Tommy Tuchel?
654321. Yeah. That's exactly right.
I don't know. That's a good song.
I'm glad we're on the same direction. Jenny.
Yeah, we are. So I am like super jazzed. I have like a million one questions, but super jazzed about a particular project, and I know you're aware of, but I have a very strong heartfelt desire to share my project with a fairly well-known person and give him the opportunity to collaborate and co-create with me. But I have no way of connecting with him through intrinsic modes of communication. And I know.
Well, rumor has it. I know a lot of people. It's a rumor, though.
I know. Well, I said, I know Source knows my desire, but does Source know whether or not he'd be interested in or want to work on a project with me?
I wonder. Tell me about synchronicities. What is your calibration opportunity here?
You're going to have to say that again or say it a different way.
Okay, so why are you calling?
So I want to understand if I don't
know this person and this person has no idea who I am. How would synchronicities work in order to, because I think it would be a kick-ass connection.
Okay, so when, let me make sure I understand. Okay, let me make sure. So when you're a stalker, how do you not look like a stalker, right?
True. Well, good thing I can't get a hold of him, I guess, right? But yeah, you're okay. Exactly right.
Okay, so the stalker can't get the, okay. Tell me what you want to do. Remove the individual. I already know who the individual is, but you, what okay. is it you want to do? Why do you think it's important and good for, you know, all of us and or participating with all of us? Pretty pleased.
Why
Thank
it would be good? Why
question.
It would be good to what?
Okay, so what is your goal?
To have a meeting with him and share my project.
What is the project?
My revolutionizing the sportswear industry through natural fibers. Oh,
let's hear it.
Okay, so it is using alpaca, Peruvian Suri alpaca fiber, and I'm sure you're aware of all the benefits, right? And all the reasons why we should stop wearing what we wear. Plastics that we wear, the synthetics. So I just want to create 100% natural, renewable, biodegradable, sustainable sportswear apparel, and I think he'd be all over it.
Okay, so what is stopping you right now?
From meeting with him or continuing?
Yeah, so you want to make sportswear out of a yeah. particular byproduct of Earth. Okay, what's stopping you now?
So I don't completely know the steps. I've never done it before. I think I've identified a company in Peru that would be a good fit. I don't know how to connect with them.
Can I answer it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it again. So what's stopping you
from connecting with them?
Me. Say it out loud.
What
I need
is
something
stopping
else.
Me?
So if you love doing this, you would learn how to make sportswear out of fiber, wouldn't you?
Well,
so,
I
do you really
say
love this?
Like that.
You know you're going to get nailed when you talk to me. So we have to be brutally honest. You
I
don't
know.
Need anybody else to be successful is what I'm trying to say. I know I come across as flip. But if you really love doing this, you would study and study and say, "Go, I can do this and I want to do this. And by the way, I'm Joan from Oregon. Sorry, I got your name wrong. I am Kelly from Oregon, and I am going to start Kelly Sportswear out of wool. I don't know what it's like to wear wool underwear or alpaca underwear. It sounds itchy, but if you think it's a good idea, let's do it.
I got it. Not the underwear.
Okay,
men,
I'm just going to say, on the male side, men aren't going to go for it, okay? We can't have all that wool down there, okay? I'm just saying.
It's soft. Okay, now that's not cool. It's soft.
It is.
It's
cool.
Like cashmere.
It's, really cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so, but how do you clean it? I have to go to dry cleaner with my underwear now?
No, you wash it. It's just like a regular shirt, regular clothing.
Yeah, but men don't do laundry, you know that. Okay, I'm with you. Okay. Okay, you got a project in your hopper?
Yes. It's way in the hopper.
Okay, and why
I
do
you
think you
a
this individual? Why do you? Yes, what do you think your individual is better at it than you?
I didn't say it's better. I think we'd be a really good connection, co-creation, collaboration, and he's got a really good platform that would.
Okay.
I might
agree with you. I might agree with you on that.
It would
right.
kind of like, it would be a really grassroots, it would go quick. The fire would go
quick. You want me to push on this a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
I already knew you knew all this.
Can I get you another call? I'll work on it.
Okay, thank you all so much. And all my love to you, the team, and Rob.
You betcha. You betcha. We'll keep going.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that call. That is amazing call. I wonder what we can get fit in here real quick. Sorry, BBS, struggling. We got 7 minutes to go, which actually means 3 minutes. All right. Let's see. Timelines and how you're really the next. I'm not. No. Don. Okay, let's jump a little bit, BBS. Let's go to Yvonne from Oregon on line 3. Timelines and how she's never been on one. Ooh, I like that. Yvonne from Oregon on line 3. Timelines and how she's never been on one. That is refreshing.
Hi, Q.
Hi, favorite game show. You're on a timeline.
You know, that's right. I'm super excited to be on. First-time caller. I just want to say that my whole life, I'm always late. I can't make appointments or whatever, and standing in line is just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working really, really hard to put myself on LWS Alliance counselor greeting to go get started within my community. But for anybody who's concerned about being on timelines, if you're always late, you really aren't on one.
So that means you're all on time.
Pretty much. I'm just never.
Being late is actually being on time, huh?
It is for me. It drives my family.
I know,
bad.
It's tricky. Like, no, it's really tricky. It's like really tricky. So I have to be on time to get on the radio show. And for the most part, I am on time. It's shocking. But I only do it once a week. So I only have to be on time once a week. So it's kind of cool that I only have to be on time once a week. But okay, so how do we... But I'm inspired. I can't wait to do the show. So am I on a timeline or did I create a timeline?
I think you created that one so that all of us who want to be inspired can pop in and listen to see what we need to hear.
Right. So that's where we standardize. And what we do is we study me a lot. So what we'll do, and you, so everyone that calls in, massive amount of people are studying us and how we interact with each other. So everyone who calls in is incredible value to many different divisions of the military all over the world, and not just exclusively the military. It's how are we doing as a society? Never underestimate how much you're helping your peers just by being honest and loving. The conscious computers can do it just fine, but when we do it in real time, wow, is it way more powerful, because we can get a bearing on how much of our light we're using when we expose our hearts on these radio shows. Pretty fun, huh?
Yes.
We funnel back. Where can we fill in the gaps to be of help? And it's super exciting to get you guys calling in to be brave. Like, I don't want to call Q. He's going to rip me a new one. I'm like, no, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They just need to know that I love them, and it's fine. It's just fine. I need to know. The rawness, we need that rawness to really, really feel each other's deliverables. Isn't it wild that you would expose yourself on a radio show if you looked at yourself 10 years ago?
It is. 10 years ago, I probably would have, but be hesitant about it. But now it's like, just take it. Just throw it out there. I don't even care.
Because you know, people are going to feel you. They're going to feel our essence. And our essence is our truth. We can just like, I love doing this and I don't like doing that. it's we're just really strong now, and I that's my encouragement to do these radio shows. All right, everybody, we're gonna get cut off. Everybody, have a beautiful day. We did our best to get to all you callers. Have fun. Talk to you next week. Bye bye.